In August 1977, a 19-year-old college student, Ruth, wasn't feeling herself. Ruth's mother, an OBGYN nurse, recognizes symptoms. Ruth was pregnant. Ruth was engaged to Elliot, her high school boyfriend, but their engagement couldn't save their baby. Ruth's mother was livid. They pleaded with her, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter that they wanted the baby, and it didn't matter that they would soon be married. Ruth's mother demanded an abortion. This was the last time Ruth ever saw Elliot. Ruth was taken to the hospital where her mother worked and where a doctor owed her a favor. Without proper consideration and without Ruth's consent, the doctor performed a saline abortion. Ruth and her preborn baby suffered. The saline solution burned the baby's body. After 5 days, Ruth was finally induced. Everyone expected a dead baby, but I was born instead. My name is Melissa Oden, and I am the founder and CEO of the Abortion Survivors Network. Most people do not realize that abortions fail, are stopped or reversed, and survivors like me exist. There are an estimated 85,817 abortion survivors since 1973, which means there are roughly 1,734 survivors every year. The trauma of abortion survival is real. You feel isolated, disregarded, and different in a way that no one else can understand. We are who abortion kills. I am not a clump of cells. I am a human being. All of us are human beings. All of us have equal value. Abortion is not healthcare. Abortion is not reproductive choice. Abortion is the intentional killing of a human being. We are survivors. We pull back the curtain. We personify the violence. We are literally the voice of the voiceless. And for survivors, we're here for you. We exist for you. We will help you. We are the Abortion Survivors Network.
Welcome. You're listening to Positively Pro-Life, a podcast brought to you by the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. On this podcast, we aim to bring you inspirational stories and conversation, important legislative updates, and informative interviews as we seek to restore and strengthen a culture of life. I'm your host, Ramil Tenney, Education Director at the Federation, and joining me is my co-host and Executive Director, Maria Gallagher. Welcome, Maria.
It's great to be with you today, Ramil.
It is such a great day. And I just want to, I was just watching this episode and feel like I have to tell you and our listeners about it. I was listening to the Ellen Fisher podcast on YouTube called Is Abortion Sometimes Medically Necessary? Pro-Life OBGYN and Pro-Choice Midwife Debate. And I have to tell you, this episode features Dr. Monique Ribeiro. Some of you might have heard of her. Some of you might have seen her at one of the Pennsylvania March for Lives. And she's a Pennsylvanian OBGYN and a passionate pro-life advocate who is extremely articulate when it comes to medical terms and how to put together a good argument for being pro-life, especially in the medical setting. So in this debate, the two sides, they strike at several medical cases where we as a society and country have been led to believe that abortion is absolutely necessary, either to save the mother's life or for the mother's health or for the sake of the baby. And I was really impressed by how civil and balanced the conversation was as they deconstructed this idea of medically necessary abortions. And what was interesting was that at one point, the pro-choice midwife who has over 10 years of experience, 5 years as a midwife and 5 years as a labor and delivery nurse, she said, I think there are cases when yes, abortion is medically necessary. However, I have yet to see one in my own practice. Mm-hmm. That made me wonder, and I'm sure that's something that a lot of us wonder about, right? So there are two things that I took away from that, not just the whole conversation, because you really got to see in depth some of the cases and broken down into why you do not need abortions for almost any of the medical cases that exist. You have You have delivery where the baby may or may not survive, but you don't need to go through the gruesome process of abortion. But first of all, those cases are extremely rare if they exist at all. And secondly, abortion has been sold to us as the solution for hard cases for so many years now that even when we have our own lived experience that tells us otherwise, we still feel like we have to defend these ideas that we're being told when the mainstream media, when the abortion industry and a lot of powerful people tell us that no, women are going to die if abortion is not legal. So, and it sometimes takes a conversation like a debate to face that and say, maybe it's not really necessary. So what I want to encourage you people is to have those difficult conversations with other people, because you may never know who you might win over to the pro-life side by giving them accurate and true information about these hot cases. So I'd highly encourage your listeners to go and give a listen to Is Abortion Sometimes Medically Necessary episode on the Ellen Fisher podcast. For those of you who are listening on a podcast platform, I'll also put the link in the show notes of this episode so you can go check it out. Just a little disclaimer, this is not by any means a promotion or endorsement of this particular podcast or any other podcast that we talk about on our show. Or the content that they promote. I'm just pointing you to some really good stuff out there that I think can help us, can help educate us more on some of these false narratives that exist about abortion. So with that, today we are talking with the founder of Life Runners, a pro-life movement that raises awareness about the sanctity of human life by witnessing in public using the very striking blue Remember the Unborn jerseys. I saw several people wear these at the recent Pennsylvania March for Life, and I thought it would be great to get to know them a little bit. And we will, as soon as Maria gives us her update for the week.
Thank you, Remel. And I just wanted to point out that in Pennsylvania, under our Abortion Control Act, there is an exception for life of the mother and for irreversible impairment of a major bodily function. Now, I'd like to talk about where do the candidates on the presidential level stand on the life issues. Let's start with taxpayer funding of abortion. Donald Trump opposes using tax dollars to pay for abortions. He pledged to sign the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act, which would limit federal funding for abortion on a government-wide basis. Kamala Harris supports using tax dollars to pay for abortions. Now let's look at unlimited abortion until birth. Donald Trump opposes the Women's Health Protection Act, a bill that would enshrine unlimited abortion until birth in federal law and policies and eliminate existing state-level protections for unborn children and their mothers, such as parental involvement measures for minors. Kamala Harris voted for the Women's Health Protection Act. What about born alive abortion survivors, as we noted in the ad which preceded our podcast? Donald Trump supports the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, which would ensure that infants born alive during attempted abortions are afforded the same degree of medical care as any other newborn of the same gestational age. Kamala Harris voted against the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Now, what about the U.S. Supreme Court? Donald Trump pledges to nominate qualified individuals to the Supreme Court who will interpret the U.S. Constitution as written and not legislate from the bench. Kamala Harris pledges to nominate only individuals who share her view that unlimited abortion should be a constitutionally protected right. Remel.
Thank you, Maria. That's especially relevant this election season. So if you can reach out to our organization if you have any questions or you want to find out more about pro-life voting resources available to you. Now, our guest today is Dr. Patrick Castle, who is the founder of Life Runners, which was established in 2008, the world's largest pro-life team with over 24,200 teammates, who wear Remember the Unborn jerseys as a public witness in 3,500 500 cities. Pat is an inspiring pro-life force through faith, activism, and education, and was part of the movie Unplanned. He co-founded the annual Law of Life Summit and the annual Across America Relay, the largest spanning pro-life event. He also carried a Remember the Unborn flag to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Welcome, Dr. Patrick, to Positively Pro-Life.
Hey, thank you. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever people are listening.
Yes. Now, I noticed something on your website that was very fascinating, and it intrigued me because it says there, running is optional, jersey required. Now, can you tell us a little bit about Life Runners, your mission, and what your jersey represents?
Yes. Well, the best news of the interview about the Life Runners apostolate is that running is optional. And to make everyone feel really comfortable and believe that that's true, I'll give you the stats. We've got about 10,000 people that run or are willing to run. And we've got approaching 14 to 15,000 people that don't run, can't run, don't want to run, but are willing to walk with our Remember the Unborn shirt. And to make it even better for the walkers, as the first Life Runner in the world, the founder of the ministry, I will say with confidence that the walking Life Runners are better Life Runners because you can read their Remember the Unborn shirts easier. You can actually have a conversation. You can evangelize with someone the gospel of life when you're walking, which is much harder when you're running. I've done it, evangelized and answered questions while running, but it's a lot easier to do that while you're walking and people see it. So everybody has to wear something. Why not wear your witness? And we have ages 0.1, little babies in onesies that say, Remember the Unborn. How potent is that for a witness? And all the way to age 101, a Life Runner in Sioux City, Iowa, who wears her Remember the Unborn royal blue and blazed witness shirt in a wheelchair in a nursing home. And so the reason I share that left and the right is that listeners are probably somewhere in between what I just described. And if you're 102 or 103 listening, we'd love to have a new oldest Life Runner in the world. So please register. And how do you get involved? You go to liferunners.org, you hit the join button, you register to receive our monthly update and monthly encouragement. It reminds you to put your Remember the Unborn shirt on the first Wednesday of each month. So we'll send you a Monday email, a Tuesday text reminder, and then it gets a lot of our 24,000 plus Life Runners around the world in over 3,500 cities in unity, synced up, synergized in faith, in action, to amplify that message, that life-saving message, Remember the Unborn. And is it life-saving? It is. By nature of the following social science survey, which found out that 82% of post-abortion women reported that if they had just had one encouraging person for life in their life, or seen one encouraging sign for life, they said that little nudge of encouragement, that kernel of encouragement, is all it would have taken them to not go into an abortion facility, which we know that is a solution to nothing. It's the greatest problem by the numbers that's ever entered into humanity. I mean, just for perspective on making such a statement like that, one, you can't think of anything more horrible than the reality of abortion, which is a child is either starved to death by the abortion pill, or they're dismembered by way of a suction abortion, or by forceps, or lethal injection, a late-term abortion. I mean, those are horrible things for an innocent little baby in any circumstance. And so right there, we can say this is the worst problem. But furthermore, by the numbers, to imagine that we've lost about 650,000 Americans in combat in the history of our country, 650,000. And to think that on average in 1 year, we're at about 1 million abortions per year. So a year of abortion in our country takes more American lives than all combat casualties in the history of our country. And of course, those military analogies and stats resonate with me because I'm a 25-year retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Medical Squadron Commander. And so that strategic view of this being a real war, a real battle for life, quite literally, and the numbers back that up, to really reflect that at war and that lives are quite literally on the line every day in our country when we lose, you know, about a September 11th amount of life every day in abortion facilities. And that number is about 3,000. So, you know, there's perspective on the Life Runners Apostolate. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is capable. You've got to wear something. Why not wear your witness to help encourage a culture of life? Go to liferunners.org, hit the join button, register for update, order a shirt or jacket, and wear your witness.
That's wonderful. You know, a lot of times people have ideas for promoting life, and we get calls all the time from people who say, I think we should do this, or I think we should do that. But you had this idea and it became a movement. So how did that happen?
Well, how it happened was I had an encounter with a saint by the name of Padre Pio while racing up a mountain in Colorado, the Pikes Peak ascent race. In the last 10 minutes of that race, through the intercessory prayer of my mother, I had this verbal exchange with a saint. And you can listen to that story at liferunners.org/creed. Even more details at liferunners.org/St. Pio, S-T-P-I-O. So that was the impetus, the inspiration of what has now become the largest pro-life team in the world, the Life Runners Apostolate. The next domino, Maria, that fell was this inspiration to put my pro-life faith in action by pulling a group together to study the book Unbound by Neil Lozano. And, you know, it's kind of like in a more academic version of the Screwtape Letters, if you will. It helps you understand how evil works in the world. And so after a study with a small group that I led, about 6 months we spent, just really a weekly study, just really absorbing it, discussing it, we concluded with this discussion. What is the crown jewel of Satan? Like, what's the most evil thing imaginable, and where we want to go put our energy in offsetting that with God, with good, with beauty, with truth? And hands down, for the numbers and the sharing I gave a few minutes ago, abortion was that issue. And so we began standing in front of the Colorado Springs abortion facility, bearing witness during 40 Days for Life. And from there, we started sharing a pro-life reflection on the daily mass readings with each other. That group grew to 300. And from that group, Life Runners was born. When I reached out to that group and said, hey, who thinks it's a good idea to train for the Chicago Marathon, 26.2 miles, and go race that marathon and raise money for ultrasound equipment so that mothers considering abortion can see their unborn baby and have a chance at choosing life and not abortion. And everyone can kind of chuckle when you hear the number of people that thought that was a good idea. 12 people out of 300 thought that running a marathon, not that they didn't think it was a good idea to raise money for ultrasound equipment, but the mechanism thereof. And so I hear you. I mean, training for a marathon, it's a lot, and not everyone's even capable of it. But 12 people were able and willing, and we went and raced that, and Life Runners was born on 12 October 2008 with 12 of us. Good number to start an apostolate, huh, everybody? 12, wink, wink. I didn't even realize that until someone asked me 3 or 4 years later, how many people were on that original team? And I started counting, okay, so-and-so and Doug, and, you know, I went through and 12, let me count again, 12. And so God definitely has a sense of humor. I like all his intentionality in the work that he does through us and his networking. But to think that it began with 12 marathoners, and then along the way, people said, hey, we love your jersey. We love that shirt you're racing in with Remember the Unborn on the back and the Trinity on the front. And people can go look at that jersey and an explanation for it at liferunners.org/jersey. It explains all the elements of the jersey. I mean, the front of it with the Trinity is just great evangelization, you know, bringing that truth of the cross, the Holy Spirit dove, Jeremiah 1:5, and then of course the back to encourage a culture of life with Remember the Unborn. So people started asking us, can I get one of those? I don't run marathons, but I'd love to get one of those shirts. And that's when we opened it up to the Life Runners team. Is anybody that's willing put on a shirt or jacket with the Trinity on the front and Remember the Unborn on the back and walk out and help encourage God, a culture of faith to turn towards God for guidance and to encourage a culture of life, to protect life, defend life, proclaim life. And that's when we went from 12 to whoosh, you know, now we're growing at upwards of 2,000 to 3,000 life runners a year. And that number is 24,293, I think, as of this moment right now. So praise God. We plant and water, but God causes the growth. And he's done some beautiful life-saving growth through our postulate.
That is really incredible. I mean, the growth in just a few years, that's absolutely incredible. And you are coming up on your anniversary.
Which
is fitting for this podcast as well.
It is.
And but you have a major event happening across America right now. It's been ongoing for a few days, and now it's almost ending. So can you tell us about the Across America Relay?
Yes, you are. The Across America Relay for Pro-Life is the largest spanning pro-life event in the world. It covers over 5,000 miles, more than 12 million steps, with people around the world wearing their shirt out in public, as we've been describing, that royal blue shirt with that life-saving message on the back and the Trinity on the front. Our cheer is All in Christ for Pro-Life. So the front of it, All in Christ with that big cross, the back of it, for pro-life. So we are that witness. We are that prayer, if you will, for an end to abortion, walking out in the world. And so people have been participating, and it kicked off this year on September the 6th in San Francisco with a blessing from Archbishop Corleone. And then on September the 7th, it kicked off in front of the Manhattan Planned Parenthood. And we walked the big Remember the Unborn banner. Oh, wait a minute. We walked three big Remember the Unborn banners, 2.7 miles through Manhattan to Times Square. And you can see those pictures on our website. Just really magnificent, piercing that culture of death with the light of truth that was so encouraging to the thousands of people that saw this in the streets of New York and in Times Square. And then on September 11th, we were in Austin, Texas, and we moved two banners across the University of Texas at Austin and bore witness to that demographic. About 40% of abortions happen in the college age demographic. So great, encouraging ministry across the campus. And then on September 14th, the final leg, the North Arm, kicked off in Fargo, North Dakota with a blessing from Bishop Fulda. And we've been moving across the nation. It moved across Pennsylvania already. People can still participate all the way up until October 19th. Even if it's moved through your state, you can still do the little 5K segments in your state anytime before October 19th. And you can walk them or run them. And you can do them in your neighborhood or on the course. So again, really making it easy for everyone to get out and bear witness for the least of our brothers and sisters, for the glory of God, to help some mom who sees that message, who's considering abortion, driving by, she sees your shirt and does exactly what the shirt says. She remembers her unborn, that little nudge of encouragement. Imagine all the lives that are saved through all this synergized, many parts but one body of Christ out there witnessing for God and life.
That's tremendous. And we have only about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, what gives you hope at this point?
Yeah. So the hope, we got to remember just some of those things that encourage us, like all it takes is one match to pierce the darkness. We've got to remember those little stories like the starfish story, the little boy who was on the beach and thousands of starfish were washed up and he was picking one starfish up at a time and throwing it back into the ocean to save the starfish's life. And then the old jaded man that comes up to him and says, little boy, you know, you're wasting your time. Look at, there's thousands of starfish. It doesn't matter. And as the story goes, that little boy with hope and faith reached down and put his faith in action, picked up the next little starfish, threw it back into the ocean and saved that little life, and looked at the old jaded man and said, it mattered to that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's us. We need to just each day get up and not being overwhelmed by the darkness or those numbers and say, hey, we are going to do just like Jesus did. And he would go after the one. He made the sacrifice, you know, left the 99 and went after the one, made sacrifice for the one, that every life is precious. Every life has an infinite value. So let us keep going in our work, our little way. And one of the little ways that we can throw a starfish back, or quite literally help someone have a birthday or prevent an abortion in a mom's life, a family's life, is by putting on a shirt that has a Trinity on the front and Remember the Unborn on the back.
Absolutely. We have been speaking with Dr. Patrick Castle, the founder of Life Runners, the world's largest pro-life team, with more than 24,200 teammates who wear Remember the Unborn jerseys as a public witness in 3,500 cities. Dr. Castle, thank you for joining us today.
Maria, it's been a blessing. And for all the young people out there, we send free Remember the Unborn shirts to students and to wear them at school. So go to our website, send us a message, and we'll send your school boxes of free shirts for young people to wear their witness at such a time as this.
That's tremendous. And remember, there is always a reason to choose life. Thanks, everybody.